Executive Summary. Nina Riggs' The Bright Hour, a memoir of living and dying, is a memoir about a mother's struggles with the world of cancer. Only 37 years old when she gets diagnosed with breast cancer, she soon receives news that her cancer is terminal. As a mother of two children and happily married to the love of her life, this news comes as a devastating blow, causing her to reevaluate her outlook on life with death constantly by her side. She starts to appreciate the little moments that make life worth living, the usually unnoticed periods of beauty in normalcy. Her boys, aged 7 and 9, playing in the yard. Her husband, chattering about his interest in Bordeaux. Or even the little moments of quiet reflection, when everything is still and glowing. Even though Nina wrestles with and fights against the cancer that grows from her chest to her spine, this memoir is not a cancer book. Instead, Nina explores the meaning of friendships, of love, of parenthood, of philosophy, of writing, and of memory. More than anything, however, Nina is terrified at the prospect of leaving a hole in her family, similar to the hole that exists in her life with her mother's death from cancer. A painful scar only exacerbated by Nina's own cancer and terminal diagnosis. The direct descendant of Ralph Waldo Emerson, Nina Riggs constantly relates her situation with writings and journal entries from her predecessor, creating a magic web of art, philosophy, and life. She turns to literature, especially to guide her, to act as a soothing force, to give her courage when staring death squarely in the face. A book simultaneously full of despair and hope, Nina Riggs' The Bright Hour is a book for everyone looking to gain some insight into living well, even in the face of death.